introducing Jeffrey Herlings after the Grand Prix of Thailand. Jeffrey, I mean, as much as that super final is tough, it's unreal to watch, especially when you and Dean were up right up the front there. How draining is that to have to race with those guys?
You know, it's cool to race those guys. Just they have such a big advantage with the bike. You know, every time I'm next to them in the corners, and then I almost pass them, like with the Zalem of Palan, and then they open that gas, and they just disappear straight. You know, the bikes, those 450s are really, really fast. And, you know, the 250, my bike is amazing, but, you know, it's normal that a 250 can stay with a 450. But to almost finish second and pass those guys, because I didn't have a good start at all, I had to pass a lot of guys. So, you know, I'm happy about the race. And, you know, I did what I had to do, get another 50 points and win my MX2 motos. And I did that in style, and I did that really well. So, yeah, what's the next thing? I won the podium before the season ends. I won the super final podium. You know, it's going to be really tough, but if I have to do it, it has to be in Brazil. You know, Mexico with the height, you know, the bike's even more slow. It's the same for the MX1, but the track is really, really, it's really heavy, you know, for the bike. So it's going to be almost impossible, but definitely in Brazil should be a chance to make it happen. But hey, that's what I'm training for, and that's my goal. And then the other thing is try to go undefeated. So that's about it.
I know you're obviously your goal is to be world champion. Has absolutely zero to do with the super final. But is there a part of you, do you ever think, gee, if you had to be in MX2 next year and you had to do the super final in Volkensvaard and Finland and maybe even Latvia and Lierop, you had an excellent chance of winning a lot of super finals?
Definitely in Lierop. You know, that track, I've been growing up on that track, and also with the start, it's a short start, and I can take a whole shot easily on a Lice bike there, because the MX1 bikes have to do a lot of extra meters. So if they would have done a super final there, I would definitely be on the podium, I guess, and maybe even been winning that race. But it's not like this. But yeah, if I'm still on MX2 next year, then yeah, that would be nice. But it has its good things and its bad things, but you know, that keeps me motivated. You know, I just can't win, and I can't stay with Tony, which is really normal because those bikes are way faster. But you know, now I keep on training to hopefully get a super final podium, and as I said, win all the MX2 motos. So I don't know what else has to keep me motivated. You know, the first moto and the qualifying heat, I didn't really push, and I still won with such a big lead. So it's not being cocky or anything. It's just a little bit the truth, and it's normal because a lot of good guys went up. But yeah, that's about it.
What about, we all thought, going to be hot here, you're coming in Thursday. Stefan told me he hadn't slept well on the plane. So I'm thinking, hey, if he's going to be beaten, hopefully it'll be here. You're also Dutch, so you're used to cold weather. But your conditioning is amazing, because did you get really tired, or did you feel great? Or
definitely, you know, I skipped one night. You know, the Thursday and Friday, I skipped one night, so I was about 30 to 40 hours awake before I went to sleep, and then I had two short nights because it's really far from the hotel to this track. It was more than 1 hour drive, so I think in the last 4 days, slept about 20 hours, so it's not so really much. And yeah, you know, my fitness is good. I work hard and I train hard, and that's what KTM asked me to do, and that's what I get paid for, and that's what I want. So I want to be winning races, so then I have to be in good shape, and I think I showed I'm in the best shape. I got the most of the speed of the MX2 guys, so yeah, that's it.